Now, I got to play for you some audio from earlier in the day when West Virginia Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller got into it with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. It takes a little while to set up. Here's the first part.
I think it's very important to take a long view at what's going on here. And I'll be able to dig up some emails that make part of the Affordable Care Act that doesn't look good, especially from people who've made up their mind that they don't want it to work because they don't like the president. Maybe he's of the wrong color, something of that sort. I've seen a lot of that, and I know a lot of that to be true. It's not something you're meant to talk about in public, but it's something I'm talking about in public because that is very true.
Okay, I'm going to play that again. And then after the break, I'm going to play Ron Johnson's reaction. But this is what Jay Rockefeller said today.
I think it's very important to take a long view at what's going on here. And I'll be able to dig up some emails that make part of the Affordable Care Act that doesn't look good, especially from people who've made up their mind that they don't want it to work because they don't like the president. Maybe he's of the wrong color, something of that sort.
Maybe he's of the wrong color. That's why we're against Obamacare. Ron Johnson answers when we return to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Don't miss it. Four minutes after the hour, America, coming up after the break, Reince Priebus, chairman of the RNC. But as you heard when I went to break today, Jay Rockefeller, Democrat from West Virginia, accused people of opposing Obamacare because of the color of the president's skin. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin was in the committee room. Here's what he said.
Closer out here.
Oh, I absolutely do, Mr. Chairman. It was regrettable, and I would say it was offensive. Seeing as I'm the only one in the room here really talking about opposition, that you would play the race card. That you would say opposition to Obamacare necessarily must stream from some inherent racism. Very offensive. But listen, my opposition to health care has nothing to do with the race of President Obama. My opposition to this health care law, by the way, which was passed on a 100% totally partisan basis. You talk about major piece of legislation. The way it used to work in this country is something this major would normally be done in a bipartisan fashion where you'd actually accommodate the other person's views. That is not what happened with this law.
Senator, there was no accommodation. There was no accommodation.
It was passed on a purely partisan basis.
But my
objection to the health care law is, first of all, if you don't know my story, is my daughter was saved by this health care system that was supposedly so terrible. My daughter was born with a congenital heart defect. Her aorta and pulmonary artery were reversed. First day of life, one of those greedy doctors that President Obama said would take out a set of tonsils or cut off a set of foots, you know, or a foot because of the fee schedule, came in at 1:30 in the morning and saved her life. 8 months later, when her heart's the size of a small plum in 7 hours of open heart surgery, a team of dedicated professionals in a fabulous healthcare system that we have rebaffled the upper chamber of her heart. She's now 31 years old. Now she's a nurse practitioner. The reason my story has a happy ending is because my wife and I had the freedom. And that's the problem with Obamacare. It is the greatest assault on our freedom in my lifetime. We had the freedom to call up Boston Children's, Chicago Children's. And by the way, we just had a standard healthcare plan. I had the same healthcare that every one of the people that work with me had. Nothing special about it. We were able to access those miracles because of our healthcare system, and we did not have to totally remake America's healthcare system to take care of and provide the social safety that we all agree on. I agree with President Obama. No American should go bankrupt because they get ill. But we didn't have to pass this monstrosity. We could have done it using high-risk pools. Now in the state of Wisconsin, those are obsolete. They're gone. The couple with cancer I was talking about, they could afford their high-risk pool insurance. Not anymore. They lost it. It's gone because of Obamacare. So sure, there are some people that have been advantaged by Obamacare. I admitted that. But they're advantaged of it because taxpayers are subsidizing them. And by the way, not really taxpayers. The debt on our kids and grandkids will pay for those subsidies. Or they're being subsidized by 27-year-old men and women in Wisconsin who are paying 124 and 78% higher premiums. That's why some people are advantaged, because somebody else is being disadvantaged. I objected to Obamacare because of the loss of freedom. I objected to it because I understand that when you actually pay for it by reducing payments to providers, you're going to have fewer providers. You're going to have less access. You will have rationing. The medical device tax, what has that resulted in? We're not really investing in medical device manufacturers anymore because it's too expensive. A 2.3% tax on gross sales, those companies are moving overseas. They will stop innovating. We won't see the types of miracles that originally was that we could have had we not destroyed that type of innovation. So, no, I didn't object to this because of the race of the president. I objected to this because it is an assault on our freedom. And, Mr. Chairman, I have to admit, I had a great deal of respect for you, but I'm the only one in the room, and I found it very offensive that you would basically imply that I'm a racist because I opposed this health care law. That is outrageous. And again, there are so many problems with health care. Mr. Turner, I actually have a question for you because Senator Scott brought it up. I have heard, and I don't have it, I'm not going to quote a figure because I get PolitiFact checked all the time. I've heard alarming number of insurance agents that will lose their jobs because of this. Is that, have you heard, do you know of any studies about that?
I don't believe there have been any studies yet, but in California, for example, there have been some reports in Los Angeles Times elsewhere about how hard agents worked to help enroll people in the coverage, and yet it's questionable whether or not they're going to be able to be paid, and many of them, you know, their office costs are fixed too. They may wind up not being able to continue to support this. And I do want to echo what you said about the overall goal, Senator.
Now, earlier today, you heard Jay Rockefeller say that people are opposed to Obamacare. Well, let me play what Jay Rockefeller said. Cut number 16.
I think it's very important to take a long view at what's going on here. And I'll be able to dig up some emails that make part of the Affordable Care Act that doesn't look good, especially from people who've made up their mind that they don't want it to work because they don't like the president. Maybe he's of the wrong color, something of that sort. I've seen a lot of that, and I know a lot of that to be true. It's not something you're meant to talk about in public, but it's something I'm talking about in public because that is very true.
And it was so over the top that Ron Johnson launched on him. I played that last hour, 6 minutes Ron Johnson launching on him, saying, no, actually, I hated Obamacare because it destroyed the medical system that saved my daughter's life. And he went on at great length. Well, then they got into it. This, I haven't played this yet. This is Jay Rockefeller and Ron Johnson going back and forth on the race card issue. Cut number 18.
I can only conclude that what you in your heart deeply want for the American people is to go back to the health care system that we had and to have a totally free enterprise, let the insurance...
No, you are assuming the wrong thing, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I'm saying...
You've implied that I'm a racist.
I have
not. Now you're
not
saying
you
want me to go back to a failed health care system.
Those,
you're just incorrect.
That's very, very silly on your part. You're evidently satisfied with a lot of people not having health insurance.
I am not. Quit making those assumptions. Quit saying I'm satisfied with that. I am not. There is another way of doing this. I'm happy to discuss it with you. I would have been happy to engage in the debate and pass a good health care law. As a matter of fact, I'm the one pushing a bill. If you like your health care plan, you can keep it at. I don't have any Democrat sponsors on that. I'm also working with Republican colleagues on preserving freedom and choice in health care. To preserve freedom and choice in healthcare. What a concept, huh? So, no, please, don't make implications of what I'm thinking and what I would really support. You have no idea.
I actually do, and God help you.
Wow!
No, Senator, God help you for implying I'm a racist because I oppose this healthcare.
I did not imply that you're racist.
Let's play back the tape.
Well, we can do that, but we're not going to. You've lost your temper. I understand that. And
I was called a racist. I think most people would. I think most people would lose their temper, Mr.
You
Chairman.
You were not called a racist.
Jay Rockefeller is widely known to have lost it, right? And people understand that. But Ron Johnson is absolutely right to call him on this thing. Chad and Canyon Lake, you're on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hey, Chad.
Yeah, his father would be so ashamed of his family name right now.
Hey, Hugh, how you doing?
I'm terrific.
I was thinking, it's funny, Jay Rockefeller, whose family for three generations has promoted Margaret Sanger's racist Planned Parenthood that launches millions of dollars to murder black children has the temerity to call somebody a racist.
I cannot actually believe, I have to think he's losing it. I've never heard that from a senator, ever heard anything like that from a senator before. Pete, Los Angeles, what do you say, Pete?
Well, I said I'm Steve. Is this?
Oh, go ahead, Steve. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, yeah, Hugh, it seems like I'm a little about your age. There's just no conscience by the Democratic Party anymore to lie. I mean, they just did one thing after another, including Obama and all the senators.
Well, they are certainly not restrained by the usual formality of the Senate when you start calling your colleagues racist and accusing them of playing the race card. You've thrown away. The MSNBC effect is manifesting itself in Jay Rockefeller's vicious attack on Ron Johnson today. And Ron Johnson's not going to stand up for it, and that's a good thing. I'll be right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. I'm never gonna look back. 21 minutes after the hour, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Happy music. Please don't.